Evening, everyone.
Just want to start by thanking God for this opportunity to be here tonight and to expound on the Word of God with you all tonight. Thank you for this privilege. And just to start, if I can just get a word of prayer and start there to kind of calm me down, since I don't know how to whistle, so that last song I couldn't finish. Amen. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your mercies, and your love that you show us day by day, and these mercies that we do not deserve. Father, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I pray that I may step aside and allow your spirit to speak tonight. May it be your word and your word alone. Father, not any of my ideas, any theories of mine, or any input of my own, but it be totally you through your spirit speaking to us all tonight. Father, thank you for this opportunity. May you receive all the glory, all the honor, for it is always yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, 364 days ago, I was here preaching for similar for New Year's Eve service, and the message that I preached was asking the question, who's leading you? The entrance to 2020 seemed to be very promising, not to play on the numbers, but just seeking God as to who was leading us, get a little clarity, and just trying to see what God was going to do, which played perfectly, too, with what the theme of the year was going to be for last year. But then we came across, as we all know, the struggles and all the things that we've experienced since, you know, the beginning of spring till now. And it's left a lot of people, a lot of us, with some questions, a lot of darkness, a lot of, you know, just unfamiliarity. And tonight, I just want to continue with that whole mindset and just look at our attitudes and how our attitudes have been shaped. I'll be honest, my attitude has not been the best throughout this whole pandemic. There were times where I was in a dark place, you know, really low place, and my attitude wasn't correct. But thank God for these passages that we're going to see God's word and gives us an opportunity to change our attitude. So tonight, I just want to have the same question, is what's your attitude like? And just see what the Lord has for us. So if you would, open the Word of God and go to the book of Lamentations with me, to chapter 3. Lamentations is right after Genesis and before Revelation. Thank you. So we're going to read the first couple of verses, or at least to the first 23 verses here. And the word of God is read as such, I am a man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He had led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me as he turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old, and he hath broken my bones. He has builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He has set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about. I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Sounds a lot like this year. Also, when I cry and shout, he shut out my prayers. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone and hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He had bent his bow and he set me as a mark for his arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness and hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul had them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to mind, and therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. So just to give you guys an idea of what's going on, Jerusalem is being destroyed, pretty much set on fire. And the prophet Jeremiah, who's the author of this book, is seeing this all happen, and it's grieving his heart. He preached for many years and no one was listening. No one was paying attention to him for the most part. And now he's seen the destruction of his homeland, and it started to break his heart. And that's where the book of Lamentations come from. But we see here in chapter 3 that everything that was happening to him started really weighing heavy on him. All the destruction, all the disobedience, everything that was going on. And as we read here in some of these verses, the prophet Jeremiah found himself with some really dark moments. And he saw that there were many things that were happening that he maybe didn't fully understand or could accept, or just the visual of everything going on. Sounds a lot like what we've been experiencing these last couple of months in our world today. And it's not just us. It's the entire world is seeing this happen. We are seeing all the different changes that have been going on. And it can easily lead even believers in God to a place where our attitude is hampered and we are in a dark place and we have a sour attitude, a sour outlook, and maybe even question what's the purpose of it all anyway, based on everything that is going on. And Jeremiah found himself in almost that place. And we see, he says here, one of the things that really, it says here, I'm a man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. You know, so it was something that Jeremiah was experiencing personally, was this wrath that he's seen God pour out. And we are seeing the same thing as has been stated. I believe that this is part of God's judgment to what's been going on, you know, in this whole movement of moving further and further and further away from the Lord and the ways of God. You know, the attitude of our world right now, can't even say our nation anymore. The attitude of our world is one where God is being rejected left and right. And God had to allow COVID-19 or the coronavirus to happen to hopefully wake some of us up. Amen. You know, but in the middle of all that, we see that our attitudes can be hampered. We can be as like I said, I found myself, especially towards the beginning, I found myself almost completely shut out from any communication because of everything going on. And when we started, you know, getting back to what we call at least normal now and just getting back into even working out for getting things ready for the Allentown outreach and a little bit that we were able to do, I struggled. I struggled because I was in that dark place. I felt like the wrath of God was consuming me as well. I felt like he did, you know, that his flesh, you know, and his bones were made old and felt just useless. I was there, you know, and I struggled with all that. And I say that because we all have those moments. We all have, and it might not just be COVID-19, but just life in general, circumstances that have happened to us, you know, death of a loved one, loss of a job, or whatever it is that we've experienced can always try to bring us to a dark place, as Jeremiah found himself in chapter 3 when he wrote this book in Lamentations. And he goes further on and he says that he felt like God had his arrows ready, set at him as a mark. And then it says that it felt like it was going right through his reins, through the innermost parts of who he is. That's a dark place. That's a really low place to be. You know, and can you imagine, as he's the only one standing there, like so many men of God seem to find themselves in hard times, standing by themselves there, seeing this destruction, how it affected him. And we too can be affected by that. Our attitudes can be changed. We can find ourselves saying the very same thing as Jeremiah said here in Lamentations chapter 3. But we see as he goes on, he continues to go forward. But then as he gets towards verses 20 and on, he starts to see that something switched in the mind of Jeremiah. And tonight, as we check ourselves, right, and we check our attitudes and we check our motives, we check all the things that are still going to continue to go on as we go into 2021, Are we going to go with the same sour attitude that we can get from all that's going on now? Or are we going to allow ourselves the same attitude adjustment mechanism that Jeremiah used in these circumstances to change the outlook of what we are going to face coming in 2021? I wish I can tell you all that it's going to be nice. I wish I could tell you that it's all going to, you know, disappear and all of a sudden, you know, things are going to get back to normal or even better. I can't say that. I don't know. You know, maybe God is preparing for his coming and we just need to get our attitudes right. Because, church, he's coming back. He said he was. And there's nothing in scriptures that I find that have ever proved Jesus Christ to be a liar. So let's get our attitudes right and let's start working on that. And how do we do that? Well, Jeremiah gives us the recipe for that. He says in verse 20, my soul had this still in remembrance and is humbled in me. So he's talking about all the negative, all the bad things that he's seen and experienced. But then verse 21, he says, this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. So something sprung when he started thinking back of everything that God has done. I could imagine Jeremiah leaning on the fact of the way God called him to be a prophet into the people of Israel and all that God has done and all that, you know, ministry of Jeremiah. And then all of a sudden it says, and this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. What is your hope, Jeremiah? I'm glad you asked. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. So Jeremiah is seeing the destruction of his homeland, but he's not seeing the destruction of his people. And a lot of times when we lose our job, when we lose things, you know, a car or any, you know, we tend to get sour. We tend to get our attitudes, you know, whatever it is that we lose that we hold dear to our hearts. You know, and we realize, if we realize, that that is not, Jeremiah wasn't talking about the land and the buildings. When he said that his compassions fell not, they're not consumed. He was talking about the people. Because there's more to life than what's in front of our eyes. You know, and if we allow God to change our attitudes this coming year, you know, and make us focus more, it's not on what we have. It is on who we have. You know, I can have a nice car or I can have a hoopty. You know, I can make $35 an hour, I can make $10 an hour. Who do I have? It's not what I have. And Jeremiah realized, so his attitude changed. It is, who do I have? He had the Lord, and it was his mercies, the Bible says. And then he says that his compassions fail not. Now, how new are God's mercies? Verse 23 tells us, every morning they are new. And his faithfulness is great. So his mercies are new every morning. It says, for they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So as we look to change, as we look to allow God to begin to refocus our attitudes and allow God to bring our mindset to a more complete understanding of who he is, which we all need, we should always realize that no matter what is going on in this world or physically, economically, or socially, it is God that we need to hold on to. It is the Lord and his mercies that they don't fail. And his mercies, which are new every day, and his faithfulness is not just sometimes. God is not just sometimes faithful. I know I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm not always faithful. I always mess up or forget or anything. I guess that comes with old age. But God's faithfulness is always there. It's great. Amen. And you can count on that. So if his mercies are new every morning and great is his faithfulness, why do we have to have such bad attitudes? Why should we allow circumstances of this world to bring down our attitude and our perspective and our outlook to life in God? Amen. Amen. Thank you. And it says here that he continues to go forward through the passage and he says here that for the Lord in verse 31, and I'll close with this, for the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, verse 32, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. So it is always the multitude of God's mercies that we can lean on. Amen. So in all honesty, once we are a child of God, and this can only pertain to those, so if there's anyone here who's not saved or unsure, I would say today would be the good time to shore that up in our lives, because his mercies and these promises are for those that have trusted in him and him alone. And it says here that he will not cast off forever. So even though this situation and the season in life that we are experiencing, whatever it is that we're going through mentally, emotionally, socially, economically, all of that that tries to hamper our attitude and take our focus away from God, we should always understand that that is not going to last forever. Amen. It will not last forever, because he will not cast us off forever. So though we have this grief, and though we go into a new year with uncertainty, understand that though he can cause grief, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. So I ask you tonight, what's your attitude like? And as we check ourselves and are honest with ourselves and with the Lord, remember that his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness, and his compassion is everlasting. Amen. Thank you.